Thank you for those powerful sung words. True confession, I've been having a hard time finding that hope and remembering that the sun exists when it's not shining. I don't know if anyone else shares that with me, but coming to a Christmas Eve carol's service of joy and merriment felt hard for me. And I was struggling. I was like, what do I say? It's my job to get up here and bring that Christmas cheer. And all I could think about was my unhoused neighbors down the street being evicted from their encampment. All I could think about was, what's happening in our borders. All I can think about are these heartbreaks and this struggle. And I didn't really know where it was. I didn't know where that hope was, how to find that. And here we are. And so I've been wrestling, and I've been meditating, and I've been praying in my own way, and I've been like, where's that hero? Like, it'd be really helpful if, like, in the morning a savior was born, all was fixed, I had something to, like, give all my fears to. And I also am aware that's not happening. And I sat with this, like, I need a hero. I need someone to come and bring me some hope. I need something, somebody help me out. And I was reflecting on the words of Mr. Rogers, one of the greatest theologians, I would say, of all time. And he said, when I was very young, most of my childhood heroes wore capes, flew through the air, or picked up buildings with one arm. They were spectacular, and they got a lot of attention. But as I grew, my heroes changed, so that now I can honestly say that anyone who does anything to help a child is a hero to me. And I reflect back on this myth that is being celebrated tonight. We are here on the dawn of the birth of this Christ figure, this being who gives all of us hope, who brought something to a nation. And I remember that he was an unhoused immigrant. There was no room at the inn, and there was still hope. There was still the opportunity for peace. There was still the opportunity for love. He came in this time to bring us that. And I say thank you for that. Thank you for that memory. Thank you for that reminder, because it is true that I have unhoused neighbors down the street being evicted from their encampment, and it is true that they are uniting. It is true that there is a rising up that is happening, that there is hope, that there is resistance, and that there is resilience within them. It is true that there is song and laughter and joy. It is true that through all of this, there's an opportunity for agency. There's an opportunity to find who we are and what we need and come together, that we can look at each other and say, I am not alone, and you are not alone, and we are in this together. Here's what I need. Here's my heart. Here's how you can help me. Tell me what you need. Tell me what's your heart. Tell me how I can help you. And together, we can find these moments. So my ache and my fear and my exhaustion, while it is still real, it is able to turn to hope. I look to organizations that are doing the good of this Christmas season and of everything. In my neighborhood, we've got Moms for Housing, and we've got 37 MLK who are taking over space, who are saying, none of my neighbors will be without shelter. None of my neighbors will be without food. We are all loved, and we are all welcome, and we are all worthy. I see this everywhere. I see this wherever I go. And I am reminded that there is still hope. There is still love. There is still potential, because we can still do it together. So while I feared coming here, what will I say? How will I tell you Merry Christmas? I remember that we can be together, and our hearts may ache and break at time, but our hearts can fill with song. There is a manger somewhere that we can make available. There is someone who needs us, and it might be us who needs that manger. And together we can make sure it is always there. And some days I'm still going to look at Charlie Brown's tree and say, well, that's a twig. And that's okay. Because I don't every day have to be happy. I don't every day have to be filled with the spirit of everything, because someone else will hold it that day. Someone else will come by and will see that twig in a pot and say, beautiful. And I'll probably say, what are you talking about? It's a twig in a pot. And I'll say, do you see it? Look at how it bends. Look at that lovely bauble. Someone thought to put that there. And maybe that'll remind me to stop and breathe. And see that beautiful tree, that tiny, perfect little tree that just needed a little love and just needed a little tenderness, and found it because someone thought that tree needs some love and offered it up and made it available for all of us to look at and love. And what a memory for all of us. That sometimes we're that twig. And someone said, you're beautiful. Look at you. Look at the way you bend. Look at your little arches and crevices. Look at that little bauble. How remarkable you are. What a gift we get to see you. And even if someone walks by and says, ugh, twig, that's them. They need some love. They're hurting. They're hurting and they can't see the beauty. Because when I look and see a twig, it's because I'm hurting and I can't see the beauty. But I can tell you that every single one of you are gorgeous. And you are loved. And you are filled with such potential. And I, for one, am filled tonight with hope. I am filled with love. I am filled with the potential that something will happen. And some days, I still go, bah! But what will I do? And I feel overwhelmed, and I want an answer. I want something I can plug into. I want some easy access. Because I'm too tired to fix it for myself. And we have that here. There is community here that we can turn to say, what do I do? And if you're overwhelmed even with that, there are opportunities. There are agencies. There are organizations. I am partial to, partially because my spouse runs, the Unitarian Universalist Justice Ministry of California. What a beautiful opportunity we have to live and embody our faith in everything that we do. And sometimes we're exhausted, and sometimes we can't do it. And then you get that little email blast, or that Facebook invite, or that phone call that says, hey, come down and march with us. It's the Poor People Campaign. Let's go to Sacramento. Let's go to the border. Let's do something. Let's be present. Let's make it happen. And if we can't go, if we can't march, if we can't sing, we can make a phone call. We can write a letter. We can say a prayer. We can send a donation. Hope exists and hope is present, and there are people here holding it for us. So on those days where all you can see is a stick, everywhere you look and all you want is beauty, I invite you to turn to the resources and the people who are out there hanging baubles and telling you you're beautiful. Because you are beautiful, and all those sticks are beautiful. And there are Christmas trees full of gold and silver everywhere we look. It might feel like cobwebs on our face from spider webs on the sticks. But if we take a breath, if we take a moment, and if we take a connection, we can remember there is hope. There is something somewhere. And some days, we just need to sing. Some days, we need a reminder. Some days, we just need to wail and cry and hit things. And that's okay, as long as those things are our pillows, things that are appropriate. So as long as you let yourself feel and you let yourself be, then this Christmas spirit, this time of being present and being on the cusp, we are here on the eve. This is the night of the most hope in the Christian tradition. We are here. It's about to be. The answer is coming. And the answer is in this room right now. We don't need to wait. We're here, and we are here to celebrate and be joyful. And sometimes that hope comes in the form of children. And some of those are in this room right now. And they make me celebrate and be joyful. So, as gifts are part of the holiday tradition as well, I have a few buttons for the UUJMCA. If you need a physical, tangible reminder that there is hope in the world, they're available to you as our gift. And with all of that, may you find that Merry Christmas in your heart. May you know that there is hope. May you know that stuff is hard. And that's okay. Because stuff is beautiful and you are not alone. And I believe that that sun will shine, even though it's dark. And I believe that love is real, even when I hurt. And I believe there is something greater than all of us that connects us together, even when I feel desperately alone. And may you all find that. May we all feel that. May we have the merriest of Christmas. Blessed be. Let us sing.